We are the body of Christ, prayer warriors, a royal priesthood, seeking the face of God, representing the Lion of Judah, searching the Word, changing the world, one prayer at a time. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Back to Prayer podcast with yours truly, Cassetta Duran. Before we go into my teaching today, let's take a few minutes just to worship the Lord. Let's take a listen.
If that's your testimony this morning, you ought to give him the glory and the praise for lifting us out of the muck and the miry clay. We thank you, Lord. For lifting us out of our sin, we thank you, Lord. For lifting us out of circumstance and situation, we thank you, Lord. For lifting us out of sickness and poverty, we thank you, Lord. For lifting us out of a downcast mindset, we thank you, Lord.
Let's get into the lesson today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I minister to you this message with grace and hallelujah, with peace in my spirit. As someone that has served the same ministry for 21 years, going on 22 years, I was released into ministry by my pastor, and I still serve in the same place. Hallelujah. As someone that has seen ministry grow from the ground up, I can tell you that it's so important that we pray for our leaders. Acts 20 and 28 says, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock, over which the Holy Ghost has made ye overseers, to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood." The Amplified Version says, concerning this verse, it says, "Take care and be on guard for yourselves and for the flock over which the Holy Spirit has appointed you as overseers, to shepherd and feed, guide the church of God, which he has bought with his own blood." Hallelujah, that's good. Let's read the Message version of it as well. And it says, "Now it's up to you. Be on your toes for yourselves and for your congregation of sheep. The Holy Spirit has put you in charge of these people, God's people. They are to guard and protect them. God himself thought they were worth dying for." Hallelujah, glory to God. And so you see there in Acts 20 and 28 that God puts a charge at the feet of the pastors to guard the flock, to feed them, to guide them, and to oversee the flock. And so that's a tremendous responsibility that God has placed on the pastors. Okay, in Acts 20 and 28, God tells the pastor to guard himself as well as the flock. So he has to look out for himself and the flock to make sure that everything that the flock need is provided for. So it is so important that we pray for our pastors. Now let's take a look at another verse. This verse is in Hebrews. And then Hebrews 13 and 17 says, "Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for it is unprofitable for you." So we see that God is charging the pastors that they have to give an account for how they treat the flock, how they guide the flock, how they feed the flock. So they have a great responsibility because there are much more people than there are pastors. And it is a great responsibility for them to get up and preach and teach to us and see to all our needs. So we want to pray for our pastors. So there you have the pastors. Now let's talk about the congregation a little bit. 1 Timothy 2 verses 1 through 3 in the King James Version read, "I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior." And so let's read the same verse in the Amplified verse and see what it says. And it reads as follows. "First of all, then I urge that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be offered on behalf of all people, for kings and all who are in positions of high authority, so that we may live a peaceful, and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good and acceptable and pleasing in the sight of God our Savior." And let's go a little bit further and read the Message version of this. And it says, "The first thing I want you to do is pray. Pray every way you know how for everyone you know. Pray especially for rulers and their governments to rule well so we can be quietly about our business of living simply in humble contemplation. This is the way our Savior, God, wants us to live. So I've given it to you in three versions. And God wants us to pray for all men. And all men would include your pastors and those that are in authority, those that lead. We want to keep them lifted up before God every day. Every time we pray three times a day, lift them up three times a day. Whenever we go to seek the face of God, let's lift them up in prayer. Keep them ever before God, asking God to bless them, asking God to keep them stress-free, aggravation-free, asking God to help keep them focused as they lead a congregation, as they attempt to do what He has called them to do, as they attempt to do their assignment, as they attempt to feed and guide us as the scripture requires, because the Bible says that they give an account for our souls. And so it's so important that we pray for the pastor, we pray for the pastor's wife, if it's a male, female, we pray for the pastor and her husband, their children, their extended family, and all that concerns them. Because a lot of times pastors will not show you their weakness, because they have to be leaders. And so they're not going to be able to articulate everything that they're going through to us. But if we pray for the men and women of God, the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you in what you should be praying and the areas that you need to be praying for the man and woman of God, because the Holy Spirit already knows. The Holy Spirit knows all things. So He knows what our leaders need. And as He, you know, is nudging me in my spirit that I would discuss this with you, I'm sure that He's nudging a whole lot more of you that are listening to pray more for our pastors, pray more for our leaders. During this time of the pandemic, they are working even harder. You see that a lot of pastors are making an effort to get before the cameras to make sure that you have a constant word that's coming to you. They're outside. They're broadcasting. They're feeding the community. They're assisting with daily needs, your monthly needs. And it would be good if all the pastors were all spiritual, but they are in flesh. And so they get tired, you know, and they're not going to tell you when they get tired. They're not going to tell you when they feel frustrated all the time. You know, they're not going to tell you when they just need to rest and take a vacation, because they are selfless people. That's who God gives us. He gives us pastors after His own heart. And so we, at this time, you know, I would admonish you that God would make us all more sensitive to the need of our leaders, their wives, their husband, their children, whatever they're in need of, that we would avail ourselves to pray. And in the pandemic, I mean, a lot of more people are not really traveling to work. They're not having to make the trips that they used to make to pick up the kids, you know, to go to work, you know, even to travel to church. Everything is pretty much online. And so God says, take that time that you're not on the road. Just take a few minutes and pray for your pastors. You know, be led of the Holy Spirit in what areas they need to be prayed for. I know that my pastor has worked tirelessly, hallelujah, glory to God, feeding us and seeing to our needs during this time of pandemic. You know, he's done service after service on the outside, you know, so that the people of God could hear the word. And there are so many other pastors that are doing the same thing so that the spirit of fear would not set in over the congregation, and to let the people know that God is not silent during the pandemic. He's still talking to his people. He's still speaking words of hope. And the pastors are the people that are on the forefront, so they need our prayers. And the scripture says, how can we hear without a preacher? How can we hear without a preacher? And how can he preach unless he be sent? So God took the time, because he loved us so much, and appointed men and women of God to preach to us the word, to articulate the word, so that our faith would increase, that our spirits would be healthy and revived and renewed. And so we can't overlook that. Some people won't pray for their pastor because they have a problem, or they have an issue, or you're offended in something that the man of God has preached. You're offended by something he has said. But we are called, hallelujah, to pray for all men everywhere. We ought to bless those that are trying, that are giving the best effort to feed the flock with everything that's in them, and pray that God would strengthen them to be able to do the assignments that he's placed in their hand. And so we bless God today. Hallelujah, glory to God for him, for the Holy Spirit calling attention, hallelujah, just to be mindful, to pray for the men and women of God. And God loves his leader. He cares about his leaders. We ought to ask God, God help us to care about the things that you care about. He care about his leaders. He care about his pastors. He's concerned about everything that concerns them. And so we want to be like God. We want to be like Jesus. You know, be concerned and diligent and pay attention and focus on the things that our brothers and sisters need. So we just bless God's teaching today. We magnify, we thank God for his word. And this is just a starter for you to go back and read the scriptures for yourself and see what the Lord is saying to you concerning your pastor in the congregation that you're part of. And let the Holy Spirit take root. Let the word of God take root in your heart and let it bless you. So we're going to end with that today. Thank God for our pastors. And if you have a great pastor, you know, text them and tell them, thank you. Thank you for everything that you've done for me. You know, every word that you preach, every time that you put aside time away from your family, away from your wife or your husband, to prepare a word, hallelujah, to preach, hallelujah, to us. And we want to thank him for that. And you don't have to wait for pastoral week or whatever week. Just send them a text anytime and tell them, thank you for being a great pastor. I thank God for every word that my pastor preached. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When I met them, my life was in a mighty trial, mighty tribulation. And every word that my pastor preached, I needed that word. And so some of you, we can get busy sometimes and we get tied up sometimes with, you know, our dreams and our aspiration. But I can almost guarantee that it was some word that your pastor preached that turned your mind, turned your spirit, gave you peace, made you feel like going on. Hallelujah, glory to God, because they are the voice of God for our life. And so you definitely want to lay aside some time and pray for your pastor. Thank your pastor for just giving of himself and his time to preach to us the word. Amen. So let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for our leaders. We thank you for our pastors that you assigned to us, oh God, that answered the call. God, we ask that you would touch them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet and meet every one of their needs today. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we ask that you would strengthen them, oh God, build them up in their spirit, man. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for another level of grace, oh God, to do that which you assigned to their hand. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, for strengthening their hearts, their minds, and their spirit. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we come against the spirit of tiredness, weariness. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against the spirit of loneliness, isolation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We come against every work of the enemy right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you that no weapon formed against them, their family, shall be able to prosper. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for peace. Hallelujah. Glory to God surrounding them. Thank you for touching our pastor, their wives, their husband, their sons, their daughters. Glory to God. All that concerns them. We thank you for your many blessings. God, we thank you for opening up the windows of heaven. We thank you for pouring them out a blessing they won't have room to be to receive. We thank you for the faithfulness. Oh God, we thank you for strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for, thank you for surrounding them in your love. Oh, strength in their hearts in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you by every part of the plan and every part and plan of the enemy is destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for touching their minds so that they can focus, lock in with what you call them to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we glorify you. We magnify you. We tell your name. We tell your glory. We ask you all these things in Jesus' name. Bless our pastors, Lord. Bless them. Bless them. Bless them again. Throw away the measuring stick. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Keep them healed. Shielded and protected. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for your angels dispatch all around them and all that's concerning to them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give your name the glory. And we thank you in advance. We tell you thank you. We tell you thank you again. We tell you thank you again. Hallelujah. It is so, and so it is. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yay. Thank you. Thank you.
Someone may be saying within their spirit, I feel so far from God. I've lost my relationship with God. I'm not as close to God as I used to be. You can be reconciled with God today. Romans 10:9 says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Repeat after me. Jesus, I trust you. I am a sinner. I repent of all my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins, that Jesus was crucified, buried, and rose again from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. If you said that short prayer, you are now saved. Find a Bible-based church, a Word-based church, so that faith and knowledge may grow in Jesus Christ. If you are in the Columbia area, visit us, Victory Praise and Worship Center, 3608 Covenant Road, Columbia, South Carolina, 29204. Or visit our website, www.vpwc.org. Thank you for listening to the Back to Prayer podcast. Grace and peace be unto you.
stay.